Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Is there Jonathan DeMatt?
Yes.
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I know it is still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, as a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
It would be that a strong Democrat or not a strong?
Yeah, I'm a Democrat, 100%.
Okay, thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. What is your age?
I'm 47.
Thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. And on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year. And okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's a tricky question. I guess I'm middle of the road. I'm not satisfied, but I'm not dissatisfied.
Okay, so, well, in this case, I just have the options very satisfied, dissatisfied, and very dissatisfied.
Satisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, now I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 and how important is an issue for you to have them focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, and 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all for you. So protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
Did you say it's a scale of 1 to 10?
No, to 0 to 10. You can use...
0 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
5.
5, okay. And criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops?
7.
Okay. Working to end the war in Gaza?
9.
Okay. Making college more affordable?
9.
Banning TikTok?
0.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
4.
Okay. Creating more affordable housing?
8.
Reducing crime and violence?
7.
Okay, protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
And
okay, thank you. And do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first one is Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Cardinal West.
I am not familiar.
I'm sorry?
I'm not familiar.
Oh, okay. So never heard.
No, never heard. No.
Okay. Joe Biden.
75.
Charlemagne the God. Charlemagne the God.
I should know, but I'm not familiar.
Okay. Cory Booker.
Not familiar.
Democrats in Congress.
Eighty.
Republicans in Congress.
25.
Ex formerly known as Twitter.
5.
TikTok.
30.
Okay. YouTube.
75.
Okay. And Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, that's a tricky one. 60.
60. Okay, thank you. Right now we have completed more than half of the survey, so thank you so much for your time, okay? And I'm going to try to be quicker. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say.
Joe Biden.
Okay, and generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
He's a Democrat, and he stands for the working man.
For working man, okay. Thank you. And changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society or more of a threat?
That's vague. I would say more of a threat at this point.
Okay. That'll be much more of a threat or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
They should be more regulated.
More regulated. Okay. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? The U.S. government, Russia, foreign tech companies, China, North Korea, big U.S. tech companies, or U.S. law enforcement?
I would say Russia, North Korea.
Russia. Okay. Thank you. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? YouTube?
A little bit.
Sorry?
A little.
A little. For example, we have multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or not at all?
About once a month.
Once a month. Okay. TikTok?
Multiple times a month.
Multiple times a month. Okay. Instagram?
Never.
Okay. X or Twitter?
Never.
Never. Okay. Facebook?
Multiple times a year.
Multiple times a year?
Yes.
Okay, so that'll be like about once a month or something, multiple times a month?
Just put once a month, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Learning about businesses and products, organizing and communicating with and hearing from your community, connecting with people who share your views and values, watching entertaining content, accessing unfiltered news and information, learning new skills, for example, cooking, home and car repairs, etc., or other?
I would say other. Entertainment,
okay. Basically. Oh, thank you. And now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. TikTok keeps its user data secure. You agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, and X or Twitter keeps its user data secure?
What if I don't know?
I'm sorry?
I really don't know, honestly.
Okay, no worries. TikTok plays a positive role in society?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, Meta keeps its user data secure?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and X or Twitter plays a positive role in society?
I would agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, and Meta plays a positive role in society?
I don't know. I don't use Meta.
Okay, thank you so much. We are almost done here. So, and have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into a law? Yes, a lot, little, or not heard?
Yes, I have heard a lot.
A lot. Okay, thank you. And next, I'd like you to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I guess I support it. I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Probably less likely.
Less likely. Okay, let's see. So it'll be much more likely to vote against or somewhat more likely to vote against?
Somewhat more likely to vote against.
Okay, and what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They are trying to help their rich, special interests, friends, and donors. They are trying to silence certain voices that they don't like or agree with. They are playing politics. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They want to stop the spread.
That one. The TikTok competitors one.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. So social media, such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, local TV news, music and entertainment sites, news websites or apps, cable TV news, such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, print newspaper or magazines, national evening network TV news, such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, YouTube, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, talk or news radio, or none of the above?
I would say television news and print media news.
Print media.
And television news.
Okay, in this case, the television news, it will be the local TV news or cable TV news, such as CNN and...
Both.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade high school.
So high school graduate or...
Yes, a high school graduate.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married, okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your opinion. That is really important for us. So have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Good job, man.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Okay. Have a good one.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.